Welcome to 5x5D week one. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminata, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. This week, we'll be exploring non-duality, which is an essential and key aspect we need to learn in order to understand how the 5D level of consciousness works. What is non-duality? What is the difference between polarity and duality? How can we live in non-duality while still living in a dualistic 3D world? Is this even possible? In Sanskrit and Hindi culture, Advaita means non-dual, not two. It is the belief that the ultimate reality consists of a one principal substance, or God. Dvaita means dual, diversity of opinions, sentiments, interests. It means dislike, disagreement, difference. And it is the belief that spirit and matter, or individual and the supreme soul, are different or separate from each other. In other words, non-duality is the belief that you are not separate from the one consciousness. And duality is not only the belief of separation, but the belief of the perception that we are separate from the one consciousness and separate from each other. Whichever belief you choose will determine your actions, and your actions will determine your reality. When our souls incarnate in this 3D human life, we forget our divinity and our essence of oneness, of light and love. We pass through the veil of forgetfulness, and we are given a 3D level of consciousness. As I mentioned in the intro video, the 3D is the realm of linear space and time. So in this life, we experience things from a linear perspective: past, present, future, beginning, middle, end, and consequently from a dualistic perspective: you, me, good, bad, near, far, light, dark. The 3D perspective is limited by the trinity of 3D world: time, space, and matter. And the trinity of the trinities: past, present, future, height, width, and depth, solid, gas, and liquid. We perceive the I as a separate being from all the rest, living through all these trinities. The I that we perceive is called the ego. The ego is the one that sees things in a dual mode, and the spirit is the one that observes the ego and sees things from a non-dualistic perspective. You experience the ego's dualistic view, and by experiencing it, you have the capacity to transcend it by recognizing it through your mind. So the mind would be the fourth element that we add to this 3D triangle, now forming a square. The fourth dimension is actually the realm of the collective mind and feelings. So when you add that to the geometry we're looking at, you now have a more expanded perspective of the whole picture. Through self-actualization, you're then able to add the fifth element, the tip of the pyramid that sees it all as one from this higher perspective. And that's the fifth dimension. From this point, the only way is up. However, it doesn't mean you will completely destroy the base of your pyramid, if you will. In other words, living from a 5D level of consciousness from a non-dualistic perspective does not mean you kill the ego and the dualistic perception, for that could mean you're no longer a human being. So you also realize that there is a purpose for duality. Let's look deeper at why duality exists in this realm. First, it's important to discern the difference between duality and polarity. They are used usually interchangeably, but I want to offer another perspective, or should I say a dualistic perspective. Essentially, polarity exists for the purpose of creation. Think of a battery. It has two poles, negative and positive. They are both necessary for the functioning of the battery. That's how electricity works. But you never think, oh, this side of the battery is bad and this is the good side. No, you just understand that these sides are necessary for the creation. You want the polarity to be there, otherwise the battery will not function. The same goes for life itself. We need a masculine and feminine energy, regardless of how both energies are matched. Other examples of polarities are yin and yang, the sun and the moon, day and night, light and darkness. From this perspective, we could say polarity is non-dual. It just is. It is part of the creation. And even if one chooses the negative path in this life, it's still one of the routes available to evolve as consciousness. When we think of duality, it's as if we choose to see things as bad or good, as black or white. And that is the cause of more separation and judgment, which then causes the you versus me mentality, which leads to fights and wars, things that we have witnessed for centuries. For instance, duality won't see masculine and feminine as two parts necessary for the creation of all beings and things. Duality will see one better than the other. Hence, the patriarchal regime we have been living in for the last thousands of years, and also the ancient matriarchal era before that. Duality will see darkness as the evil character and yourself as the victim. The light only as a destination or something to be attained, aka enlightenment, and not as the pathway itself. In relationships, duality sees the differences as something that brings us apart more than together. We put the weight of duality in labels. You are white, I am black. You are gay, I am straight. You are Chinese, I'm American. And on that note, the labels are used to navigate this 3D life, yes, but they shouldn't dictate our behavior towards others. Let's use another analogy that can help us better understand the difference between polarity and duality in ourselves. Think of a coin. From our 3D dualistic limited perception, the coin has two sides. So when we think of ourselves as that coin, we may be looking at one side or the other without realizing that in reality, we are the whole coin. Everything is a part of you and you're not separate. Transcending the dualistic perception means you're not judging which side of the coin, in this case you, is better or worse. You just accept all as part of your divine blueprint. You stop resisting the part that you perceive as negative. Judgment is resistance to non-duality. Resistance is what keeps you in a dualistic experience. We can say that duality has this sense of split, while polarity is related to two sides, without the dualistic negative charge attached to it. Let's look at the polarity and duality of self and other. When split into duality, saving your skin, being right, winning is the point. The other may be an enemy. The assumption is that they are evil or against you. If you experience self, other as polarity, you observe the game and you are sovereign in where you stand. You are free to take a side even, but this is not a reason to assume that the other is the enemy, more so that they are just the other side of the same coin. By now, you're probably thinking that duality is the worst thing that could have ever happened to humanity, right? It's okay, we do operate in duality, and that's how we've been programmed. And again, that's how we understand this 3D game and transcend it. Duality has its purpose. It's through the lens of duality that we transcend it and understand non-duality. Without the duality here, we wouldn't have anything to transcend. We wouldn't have to decode any secrets of this 3D game. It would be as if all is light and there is no darkness. But in fact, they coexist. It is because of the darkness that our light is found and keeps shining. So through the course of these 5 weeks, we will actually look at the dualistic perspective of things in order to understand their purpose and eventually transcend duality. How do we transcend duality? All right, let's explore the concept of darkness and light from a spiritual perspective now, or shall I say a non-dualistic perception. First, let me just make this very clear again. We are talking about the evolution of consciousness or the expansion of consciousness from a spiritual perspective. Let's think of a horrible event that has happened in the collective. And remember, you are part of the collective. So when I say collective, you are in it, meaning not only are you affected in some way by the life of others and seemingly external events, but your life as an individual affects the collective in some way too. So let's take the Holocaust as an example. Yes, from a dualistic 3D perspective, we can say Hitler was one of the worst people that has ever come to this planet. The Holocaust was one of the worst tragedies that has ever happened to this planet. And yes, we can acknowledge that a tragedy is a tragedy. People die, people feel the pain, lives and homes have been destroyed, all of that stuff that we already know. And I'm not neglecting or bypassing this. But let's try to see it from a non-dualistic, higher perspective. Imagine that you are the manager of Planet Earth's program for evolution. You look down and see that things are not evolving in the timeline you had predicted. People are still asleep and caught up in the dualistic you versus me mentality. People are not seeing the light that they are. You've already sent Jesus and Buddha. And well, things got a little bit out of context there because by now, religion is one of the very things that are separating people. What would you do to accelerate this process, to bring people together, to make them see that they need to work together, that it doesn't matter if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim, that they are all one, that it doesn't matter whether you're Polish or German, if they need a family or a country, the world is their home and anyone can be their family. Tell me, what would you do? I guess you get the point. From that perspective, that tragedy and darkness actually has accelerated the evolution of consciousness on this planet. And perhaps without that, we would still be way less evolved than we are today. Now, we could also look at the history as to why the planet got to this extreme level of duality, but that's a long topic and we're not getting into that here. Equally, you can think of a painful or dark event in your life. That's actually one of the journal prompts that you will find in your worksheet. Your traumas and your pain are pushing you to see the light that you are. That's what the purpose of duality is. We experience pain to know joy and bliss, turmoil to learn peace, lack to learn gratitude, storms to appreciate the sunny days, and so forth. And this is a continuous journey in the evolution of consciousness. Remember, consciousness is experiencing itself and evolving through us and all there is. It's not that we experience darkness and then we find the light and the journey ends. Light is not the goal, it's the pathway. Darkness is not the bad thing, it's what pushes us into this pathway. They both coexist and they are necessary for our existence as human beings. Without darkness, there is no light, and without light, there is no darkness. The polarity of things is what created the whole universe, and we are an extension of this creation. How can we live from a more non-dual place in our life? Now I'm going to give you two tools that will be used for the rest of this program and potentially for the rest of your life. First one is the neutral spectrum. My guides once told me that they don't feel emotions the way we do, and they only speak the language of love. They help me see things from a neutral perspective, which is connected to our heart center. And we'll talk more about neutrality and heart center on video 4. But since we transcend duality by acknowledging it and experiencing it, it's through observing the extreme opposites of things that we can achieve a sense of neutrality. Moreover, we can become aware of where we are and from this awareness, how we want to move forward. So the very first step is to draw a line. This is your spectrum. The second step is to find both extremes. You can do this with pretty much everything, but since this is our first time doing this, let's use the 3D and 5D example. On one of the extremes, you have 3D, or your ego. You are completely oblivious to anything spiritual and you are caught up in the dualistic program of this dimension. On the other extreme, you put 5D, or spirit. You are completely oblivious to anything human and you are, shall we say, overly connected to the spiritual world and bypassing your human experience. Once you set both sides of the spectrum and you're clear about each extreme, you follow the ARA steps. The first A stands for awareness. Where are you in this spectrum? The R stands for range. Where do you want to be? And the last A stands for action. What inspired actions do I take towards that range? These questions give you clear awareness, clear direction, and from there, you can choose how you want to move forward. You are integrating both feminine and masculine energies here. The intuition, feeling, reflecting side is the feminine, and the logical, practical, and action-oriented is the masculine. One thing that it's important to remember is that the range you want to be in is fluid. So let's say in this example, you find yourself more on the 3D ego side. And ideally, you want to be more in the middle, in the neutral area, not so much down here, not so much up there. You don't have to feel bad that today you feel like you're more on the ego side than the spirit side. This is just a way to check in with yourself honestly and find clarity on your path. And certainly without the action, you may remain where you are. So this gives you a direction too. You can always set a little plan for yourself and after some time, go back to it. The second tool I'll give you is the 5D sunglasses and the 3D glasses. First of all, it's important to say this again. For as long as you are a human being having this 3D experience, you will not simply get rid of your 3D level of consciousness. But what happens is that you will expand your consciousness, hence broadening your perspective. You may be having a 5D experience in one moment and then back to a 3D experience. And it doesn't have to be a bad one. For instance, you may be really present and suddenly you remember that you have to do some work. You're thinking about the future, but because that's how we navigate this life, at least for now. Another example is you may be having a great deep conversation with a friend and suddenly you guys disagree on something. Let's say you may even argue. This is a 3D experience, but you can always choose to pass beyond that by respecting each other's opinion and choosing love. So the analogy I use is that we can always choose to see things through the lens of 5D or through the lens of 3D. Let's wear 5D sunglasses and 3D glasses. The 5D sunglasses help you remind yourself of non-duality, especially in situations where you know you will be triggered. And second, wearing your 3D glasses helps you not bypass the 3D experience. You can always wear your 5D sunglasses while navigating the 3D world, so you see the bigger picture, but careful, this doesn't mean you're superior than those living in 3D, as this is a very dualistic view. So you miss the point if you do that. And you can always wear your 3D glasses while navigating your 5D world, so you don't bypass the human experience. In the worksheet, you will find a space to try this neutral spectrum tool and very simple tasks that you can incorporate in your day-to-day life to integrate the lessons from this video. And next, you will find a guided meditation that will guide you into tapping in the energy of non-duality within you. You will learn what non-duality feels like so that you can keep emanating light and love through everywhere you go and to everyone you encounter. Thank you for being on this journey with me. In the next video, we'll explore presence and non-linear time. Can we really transcend linear time? Can we live only in the now? What are timelines and how do they function? Is time really an illusion? Be ready to have your mind blown with this one in a good dualistic way. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.